Good afternoon, everyone. It's Saturday, the 8th of November, 2014. I don't know what time it is, about 3:45, I should think. And it's been a pretty grey day. No sign of the sun. Bit of rain here and there, and more is forecast. So if anyone's got any ideas about fireworks tonight, I think it's going to put a dampener on things, literally. Which is quite a shame, really, because this is usually the last time that, not the last time, but it's usually the last time when of the year when they have the planned firework displays and stuff. Some had them last weekend and some have them this weekend, so it's nice if they can stay dry. It can stay dry for those days, but actual bonfire night itself was very dry here, and it was 2 degrees. Just how it should be, very dry and very cold. There's not much happening here, really. Just have a weather check. Is it raining? Going, cat. No, it's not. It was drizzling earlier, but... Oh, I don't know, I felt a spot then. There might just be a little spot of rain or something in the wind. But anyway, they've advised people, if they've got firework displays or they're intending having fireworks, to have them early. So let's hope they all take that advice. I think it's going to be getting dark quite early today. It's been such an overcast day. Not really done much. Just been trying to clear up and do housework. The usual stuff. Friend coming with her husband tonight, so this evening. She's coming up, well, she's coming from London, but she has travelled up from Wales for a conference, which is finishing today at 4, so then she will make her way down here. So I reckon she'll be here by about 6. Well, they will be here by about 6. So, apart from that, it's been a very quiet day. Obi's at work today, and Connor's got a day off. It's his first day. He's worked 12 days without a day off due to the company circumstances. And he's finally got his day off, but he's gone out. He's just gone to his old place of work. He's gone to get a haircut, and he's gone to his old place of work just to say hello to everybody. And I am trying to find in my cupboard. That's it. A Tassimo disc for some coffee. Oh, I better get a cup. It would not be the first time that I forgot to put a cup underneath and turned it on. Luckily, it's got a plastic thing that catches the water if we have any spillages or overflows. So it all went in there. So no harm was done. Now, I've got to find a milk now. Just having a break in between doing what I'm doing. I've got a load of stuff to unbox, but I'm not doing that while we're over. I'm sure it's absolutely no interest whatsoever to anybody. It's all my dialysis equipment. Not equipment, it's hand wash and wipes, alcohol hand gel, disinfection caps, all that lovely stuff. I've got to find homes for it all. Dispose of the boxes because they're in the way. It was delivered on Monday and I just haven't got round to doing it. That coffee smells good. It's Costa latte or whatever it is. Costa anyway. It's not usually the one I like. I like, what's it called? Cafe Noir? No. Cafe Noir? Oh, I can't remember. I know it's on my Tesco's favourites, but unfortunately, they didn't have it this time. It's not Cafe Noir. I can't think what it is. Something like that. Oh, I don't know. That's the one I like anyway. This one's all right. It's very bitter because I don't take sugar. And nothing will induce me to have sugar. If I don't like it, I will actually either tip it away, which is a terrible waste because it's not cheap, or I'll put it in the fridge and have it cold because I can explain it cold like that. Exactly the day for iced coffee today, though. I don't think it's that cold, but apparently that's not the general... Oh, I've just found some more washing up. Bugger. Excuse my French. I have to wait. Oh, I've got to put the dishwasher on. Take you over there because that's making a lot of row. My Tassimo machine is noisy. Well, everyone's is. They're like liquid tabs for the washing machine. They're Finnish Quantum. This is so fascinating. Dishwasher tablets, because I like these ones, but they're like, they've got like a film over them and the liquid and the little power ball thing. But the other day I must have had damp hands when I put it in. I have to be a bit careful because it didn't. I wonder why things were coming out dirty. And then I looked in the door of the little compartment that opened, but the thing had got stuck to it, probably because it was damp when I put it in. Okay. Got to wash that up and do that because it's a 2-hour cycle that I put it on, and we won't have any clean plates otherwise. Well, we'll struggle to find enough. Put it that way. Because I only put it on once a day. Right, this is done now. Let's see how disgusting it is. Connor made some the other day and he said it was foul, so he gave it to Obi. Obi's not a coffee drinker, but it had sugar in it, so. That is very bitter, but I can drink it. It's actually nice, I like it. But, bad as espresso, but I don't know how anyone drinks that crap. I don't like weak coffee or weak tea, I hate it, but this is the other extreme, I suppose. Now, I've also got some dog food to bin up, but I'm not doing that today. It's sat in the porch in a big box, a big 15 kilo bag. Dog chasing cat, only half-heartedly. And this coffee has to be drunk slowly. I would actually like to put another milk in, but I think it would... It was a big milk thing that came with it, but I think it would overflow if I did. If you hear my cats crying, one of them's out, but I don't want the others going out tonight because it's likely to be quite bad with the fireworks if the rain does hold off. And as people who follow me know, they've got their own room here. They do come in the house, but they sleep in there and they're fed in their own private apartment. Well, it's a room. Oops. They can come in the house. They're free to come in the house whenever they like, normally. But I don't want them out tonight. I'm frightened I'm going to open the back door and one of them's going to get out. Simply because... excuse my stomach. Two of them are very nervous, and if there's a lot of banging, I'm frightened they're going to get really scared and run away. I like firework night, but or bonfire night, whatever you call it, and I like fireworks, even though I can't see them anymore. But I don't think them and animals mix, so I am extra careful around that time with the cats. Well, the dogs don't care, but they're not out anyway. This cat here is out, but she doesn't really usually go out of the garden, but I'm not going to let her out into the garden, so she's just in the house, and then she'll go back in. I've just fed them all, and the dogs. I've got them fed early because my friend's come in, and she's got a new guide dog, which we've never met before, and she's only had her about 6 weeks, so it might be a bit chaotic. Leave her alone! It's no good shouting at him because he's deaf. Now, he never used to be deaf, but he is now. And that's one of them. That's Candice, crying to come out. Sorry, Candice. Oh, the other thing, the other reason I'm keeping them shut in as well, and is because my friend's dog is a very over-interested in cats, and I don't want any mishaps. She shouldn't be as a working guide dog, but that doesn't mean to say that she isn't. I don't think she'd hurt them, but, you know, she might get one of them cornered and they might scratch her in the face and it would all to be together be very, very unpleasant. So this one will also go away when the time comes. She's just run up the stairs. And, yeah, they won't be coming out again till they've gone, because I don't want any accidents or incidents. Apparently her dog the other day, she's very interested in cats when she's working, and she tried to lunge after a cat. That when they came up to a corner, the cat must have been sitting on the curbside, and the cat went for her in the face, and she didn't get hurt, but hopefully it's given her the shock that she needed to leave cats well alone, but who knows? So I don't really want their paths to cross. If my friend wants to see the cats, she can come in their room with me and without the dogs. So there we go. I'm going to have to put up with them wailing all evening. The only reason I'll be glad when all the fireworks are finished is for that, because, you know, I don't usually shut them in this early, obviously, but I want them in long before it gets dark, because Candice does tend to want to stay out a lot. Sometimes she doesn't come in at night, which I don't like, but there's not much I can do about it. She's protesting very loudly about being shut in. She doesn't like it. And the others are all fine, apart from Pinky, who's out. But she got past me when I was carrying some of my boxes into their room to store them. And I couldn't really help it, because their boxes containing 4 2-litre bags of fluid for my dialysis. So, I couldn't, you know, I had them up kind of at shoulder level, and getting through the door quickly wasn't, because they're quite awkward, getting through the door quickly wasn't really that easy, because I had to try and kick it shut with my foot, and Pinky slipped past me, because she was quick. I'm surprised none of the others got out, actually, but she must have been waiting behind the door. She got out the first time, and I was in and out there quite a few times. Now they've got a stack of boxes in there, which they actually like, because they like to climb up, well, jump up and sit on the top of them. They've got two stacks, actually. They've got one in there with the walk-in cupboard bit where the boiler is, and then there's another one in their room. So they don't mind. They like to sit on the top of it. So that's where we're at. Ronan's upstairs in his room watching films and stuff. I haven't had a look at my soup maker yet that I got for my birthday. I've partially taken it out of the box, but I didn't want to take it right out because I didn't know how I'd get it back in again. And I need someone to sit down with me and read me the instructions. But it says on the box it takes away the need for blenders and pans. So I think you just chop up all the veg and put it in with the liquid, and Bob's your uncle, I think. So that's really what I'm hoping it is. Because when you make soup, you can't just go away and leave it. You've got to keep stirring it so it doesn't burn or stick to the bottom of the pan. And it'll be quite nice to just have something that whizzes it round and bakes it. I don't know how long it takes. It's quite a big, not huge, but I don't know how many litres it probably, I'd say, probably a 2 or 3. I'm probably completely wrong. Anyway, it's enough soup for a family, I should think. And I'm really looking forward to having it for lunchtimes and stuff. Excuse me, over the winter. I've always got plenty of vegetables, so I'm just really looking forward to just, you know, making lots of different kinds of soups. And I don't think it's going to be one of the... I don't have a lot of kitchen gadgets because some of them are a bit gimmicky and you tend to just use them once and that's it. Connor also bought a waffle maker. We haven't used that yet. I can see that ending up being a bit gimmicky, and I can see it ending up in a terrible mess for me to clear up out there.
I don't think I'll be using that, but they're free to do so. I'll try the results if they're any good. I haven't had a look at that yet either. So that's quite fun, I suppose, for the kids. Well, they're not kids, they're grown up. They're 22 and 17, but they're always kids at heart, men. I think they like their games. Connor likes his Xbox One and Obi likes his Xbox 360. I could put my foot through it quite easily, but that's a woman thing. Connor tends to have these games, boom, 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 boom. Don't know what that's all about, and I don't wish to. Ronan's not into gaming at all. He likes watching TV. Oh, he'll play on Connor's old PlayStation. He's got PS3, I think it is. And he'll play on that sometimes. And even on the Xbox, but he's not one of these people who's going to sit there for hours at it. So, he's a man after my own heart. But my kitchen gadgets, I haven't got many. I've just got a cooker, a microwave. I've got a dishwasher. I have got a vegetable steamer, electric one, and a slow cooker. I think that's about it, really. Oh, I've got a sandwich toaster. Well, Connor bought that. I haven't really got anything else. I'm quite interested about the air fryer thing. I'm quite interested to investigate that, because people have been talking about that. When I was married to my ex, we had one of those Foreman grill things, but I didn't like that. I just don't like... I don't know what if the air fryer is any different, but I just thought it was a bit primitive the way you just collected the grease underneath in a tray. And the tray was quite small. It's like, I think it would have been better designed if the whole thing stood inside the tray and you didn't have this just little tray standing underneath it. I didn't really use that much, and as a consequence, when we split up, I don't know where it went. It got chucked out in a skip, I think. I didn't buy it. I'm actually responsible for buying very few of the things I have got. I mean, obviously, I bought the slow cooker and the steamer, but that's about it. Oh, and of course, I've got a kettle. Everyone's got a kettle. I haven't got any, I don't know. I've had all the juicers and all that, and again, my ex-husband bought that juicer. I never reused it. I thought it was, you know, it's a lot of clearing up afterwards. Maybe the soup thing will be the same, but at least I'll enjoy the results more. Oh, we did have a blender, but that got taken by the fire, and I never bothered replacing it because I didn't use it that much, to be fair. Again, I just used it for... when I did soup, you know, I'd just put half the soup in there to make it like a puree consistency. And, you know, that's what I used it for most of the time. Actually, this coffee's nice. I think... I don't know, never know whether you're meant to put the milk in first or last, but I think what happens with it... I put the milk in last... I think someone said you're meant to put the milk in first, but I usually put it in last. I don't know why. And so what happens is when you take a mouthful of it the first time, there's all froth on the top, but you drink through that, and then the coffee's really bitter underneath. But when you leave it a while, it actually mixes together, and it's really nice. I think before I don't give it a proper chance, it's actually lovely. That is Chief Wackaboo-boo. Shut up. You are not coming out. I'm sorry. It's not cruel. I mean, I know it might sound it, but they're not in a cage or anything. They're in a proper room. They've got a chair, a big activity thing, you know, that they can climb up with scratching posts. It's got a little thing that I call a cave. It's like a cubby hole where they can sit in. There's a bed on the top that they can sit in. They've got a table with their food on. They've got my old dresser, and inside there they've got blankets on both the shelves in the cupboard bit at the bottom. And they actually like climbing up and sitting on the top, right up on the top of it. They've got shelves they can sit on. And they used to have a bed in there, but it got really hairy and you can't get the hairs off these soft beds, so I have actually thrown that out. And I want to get them a plastic one, like a dog bed, and put blankets in it that you can wash more easily. But they've got the stack of boxes they can sit on top of. They've got toys in there to play with. They've got a litter tray in the walk-in cupboard where the boiler is. They've got another stack of boxes. All their vet carriers and that are in there as well. But they're right at the back. It's not like they take up any space. So they've got a big patio doors that they can sit and look out of. So they're not... They just don't want to be... They want to be outside, but that's where I don't want them. And if I let them in here, I'll take the dogs out in the garden and they'll slip by me when I open the door. Or if someone comes to the door, they'll get out. Or if I have the window open wide, they'll get out the window. So I don't really want that. If I open the kitchen window, they'll be out. Which is not where I want them. So I'm afraid they can protest all they like. When I first moved back in here... Well, when I first moved in here 3 years ago, I kept them in for... I didn't have Pinky then. I had another cat who sadly died in my fire in 2013. But the other two, they were kept in for about 3 months because they're the mother cat's feral and the other one's not much better. So they're very timid and I was frightened to let them out first in case they didn't come back. But now they have a lovely life. They go out, they've got a nice garden with lots of shrubs and bushes and trees. They actually go over the fence at the bottom and into the school grounds, I think, those two. And they've got a lot of freedom, so when I shut them up for an evening or whatever, I don't feel guilty. And the reason they're in there in the first place, well, that's always been their room when I first moved in, but the reason I insist on all of them going in there at night now is because what happened in the fire is that three of them were in there and the other one wasn't, because she didn't get on. Candice used to bully her and she hated going in there, so she did never go in there. She stayed in the house with the rest of us all the time. And she used to go out in the garden as well. And then when it came to the fire and we evacuated, I opened their door to let them... They all went out, but I didn't know where she was. She was upstairs asleep somewhere and we didn't have a chance to go and look for her. We didn't have time and the power had all gone out and there was too much smoke, so... Unfortunately, she did perish, and that was really awful because she was my favourite. And but we at least we all got out. I know that's an awful thing to say, but you know what I mean. I don't take it lightly that she died at all. It's something that will probably always haunt me in a way. But at least I got me and the kids out, and the rest of the animals got out. And that's why now they're all in there. Unless the boiler catches fire, which would be very unfortunate because then they'd all be gone. But I have got a carbon monoxide alarm on it. I think they all have to have that now. We always had that anyway. I know where they are. And as long as we can get down the stairs and get to them, they could be let out again. Which is what happened before. We just let them out. I left the door open and they all went out. I knew they would. But with the other one, unfortunately, the kids wanted to go back and find her and I had to tell them no. Which was very hard, but sometimes haunts me imagining I let them go back. But I didn't, so... And they did take notice of me. It was hard, though. It was very hard. The whole thing was very, very hard. It was such a major disruption. But anyway, that's why this one, the new one, who I had afterwards, after the fire, she has to go in there at night, whether she likes it or not. And Candice tries to bully her as well, because she's a horrible little cat, really. She doesn't like people. She likes dogs. She loves her mother cat, but she doesn't really like anybody else. And so she's... Pinky's had to get on with them in there. If she didn't, it's too bad, because I'm not ever risking that again. But luckily, she takes it. She doesn't take it to heart. You know, if she gets whacked around the face by Candice or whatever, she doesn't care. So it's worked out better that way. They're all in there at night. I would never go to bed and have any of them out again. Because cats, you know, dogs are different. They'll come to you. You can get their leads on, get out. The cats, you can't do that. They're under beds or something like that. You don't know where they are. But this way, you know, the good thing is that they've got a door that leads straight outside, so I can just open it and they're away. So, even though Chantelle, the mum, it took us 2 weeks to catch her after the fire, she would not come back in the house. We tried everything. We tried humane traps outside. We put prawns in there. We tried every trick to get her. She wouldn't come back in the house because the smell was so bad, and animals have got an inherent or innate fear of the smell of fire, fear of fire. And the smell was so awful, she just wouldn't come in. And in the end, the only way we could do it, we'd got the other cats down at my mum's, Candice and Wakabubu. The only way we could do it, and this was my suggestion, and my mum wasn't keen on it, but in the end, it was the only thing that worked. We put Candice in a carrying basket and brought her back up here, and we put her in the room in there with the door open, because we knew I know what a mouth almighty she is. I knew she'd be going, wow, 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 to get out. And, of course, her mum, bless her, she heard her, and she started answering her, going, wow, wow, outside. And she came in, and we had to wait. It took us several hours, and it was freezing. There was no power down here. There was no gas, no electricity, no light. It was getting dark because it was an afternoon. We had to, mum and her friend put a long piece of, it was actually my clothesline. We took it down, tied it to the outside door handle, came into this room here, and we had it under the door. We had this door closed because if she saw us, she wouldn't come in because she'd gone more wild than ever. She's actually got quite tame since then, but so the line went from in here with someone holding it under the door into their room, across the floor, onto the door handle in there. And then my mum was outside, and my mum was hidden outside watching. And when she saw the cat go in, and when she knew she was right in and she couldn't run back out, she gave the signal, and my mum's friend pulled the door shut, really slammed it shut. And my mum went and, because that door was a bit dodgy, so my mum went and held it closed from the outside while my mum's friend went to lock it. And so we had her in, and then my mum's friend, she ran up on top of the dresser because it was before they'd cleared the house. You know, it was still full of all our old burnt stuff. But the dresser didn't, that room was the only one that didn't get any smoke damage, or very minimal. And she got up on top of the dresser, and my mum's friend just climbed up and picked her up and put her in the carrier thing. That was the only way we got her, through a mouthy daughter calling her. And that's what enticed her in. Which was just as well, because I don't know what we would have done. We couldn't keep coming down here every day. It's not like it's round the corner to put food up for, and it was the winter, you know, it was January, and it was snow and everything, and we didn't really want to leave, we couldn't leave her, so we'd have to come down every day to give her food. We were so, you know, after 2 weeks of all this, we was coming down every day, trying everything, setting the trap and coming back and checking it, and we tried other things with string on the doors and all that, but she didn't come in. She wouldn't come in. Oh, we put prawns on the dresser and she came in, but then she'd run, you know, we'd go to close the door and she'd run out again. But when, you know, because although they're, then she's not a kitten, Candice, she's 5 and a half. They're very, very close together, those two. And they've got a very, very strong bond. And I knew it would work. My mum said, "Oh, we can't do that. Poor little Candy's disrupting her, getting her in the bath." I said, "Well, if we want to catch, you know, that's the only way we're going to get her. We've been trying for nearly two. Well, it was, I think it was about 30. This was the 13th day. So we've been trying for nearly 2 weeks now. You know, how long are we going to go on trying to get her?" And we were frightened that she was going to get, you know, go wander off because no one was living here. That's often what cats do. Even when people are on holiday, if they leave them out when they're not there, you know, they get quite lonely and they want somewhere warm to go in, and they will often go off. And I didn't think she'd go into anyone else's house, because she's not that kind of cat, but I thought she might wander off to where, you know, she could get more shelter and some more on food. People might put food out for her, thinking she's a stray. So, You know, we had to resort to that drastic measure, but it paid off, thankfully. As I knew it would. Anyway, I've been waffling on about a load of old crap. I am gonna wind my clock up, but I usually do it on a Sunday, but when I was carrying the boxes just now, one of them hit into it, went boing, it made all the chimes, the weights and that go doing, and I thought, oh god, have I stopped the clock? But it didn't stop. Anyway, I'm aimlessly talking, and just while I'm drinking my coffee, which is actually really nice. I don't think I've given it a chance in the past. I thought, ugh. And probably when I've put it in the fridge and drunk it later, that's why I think it's nicer cold. It's not that at all. It's just that it's had time to settle as it's supposed to. Anyway, folks, I might try and do an audiobook of my friend if she'll agree to it. I don't really like to do people that I know without them knowing, because it's a bit sneaky, really. I like my family to know. I mean, I'm not saying if I go into a shop and or whatever and it's on audiobook, then that's just too bad. You can't go around saying, oh, do you mind if I record you or whatever? Because if they're doing something in their line of duty, they shouldn't be saying anything that shouldn't be, you know, public anyway. They are public, so. But when it's in your house or someone else's, it's a bit out of order if you don't tell them. And I don't know what she'll think about it, so I might do. Because if I explain to people that I like to have these as my memories, not me sitting here talking, because that's just boring, but I mean, if I do audio boos of other things, like the dogs or friends or family, they're like, you know, it's nice to look back and remember it, if you know what I mean. No, why are you licking your bed? I can't think that would be very nice. It needs a wash anyway. Yeah, so I might try and do that. And tomorrow, hopefully, we're going out for a meal like we were supposed to do last night for my birthday, but it got a bit late and, you know. So hopefully we can do that tomorrow evening. When Connor and Obi get back from work, because they're both working tomorrow. Otherwise, it's going to be a pretty quiet day, I think. Which suits me. I've got aftercare on Tuesday, which I'm not looking forward to. And I've already put it off twice, and they've put it off once, so I definitely can't do it again. I want to go and get Niall weighed on Monday, so I'm going to take him up to the vets to get him weighed. And I want to go to Pets at Home and get him some new grooming spray, because I've run out. I should have ordered it online, it would have come by now, but anyway. I will love you and leave you for now, and hope you're all having a good weekend, and more interesting than mine.